3434 #. Public Service Pensions Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
A lovely good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumbra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. TCCZ welcomes long-awaited presentation of tobacco control bill. Mopani suspends reliant mining operations. In international headlines, Mozambique floods cut off communities as UN agencies struggle to respond. And in sports, Willard Mwanza praises team's resilience ahead of crucial clash with RS Berkane. And now the news in detail. Mopani Copper Mines PLC has with immediate effect suspended Reliant Mining from conducting underground operations in Kitwe and Mufulira. The suspension follows two fatal underground mining accidents recorded within less than 3 weeks, the latest occurring on January 31st this year. Mopani management says the suspension will remain in force pending the completion of full investigations into the two fatal incidences. Reliant Mining has also been directed to submit a comprehensive safety plan before any consideration is given to resuming operations. ZMBC reports that Mopani Public Relations Manager Nebert Mulenga says that the reinstatement of Reliant Mining's operations will only be considered after Mopani is satisfied with the proposed safety plan and verification has been made that the company is ready to implement the required safety improvements. And Mr. Mulenga has also conveyed the company's deepest condolences to the bereaved families, colleagues and friends affected by the tragic incidents and said Mopani will continue to provide the necessary support during this difficult time. The Tobacco Control Consortium of Zambia, TCCZ, says it welcomes the long-awaited presentation of the Tobacco Control Bill before Parliament for debate. The consortium notes that this marks a critical milestone for public health in Zambia, coming 18 years after the country ratified the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control in 2008. The health burden of tobacco use is too great to not ignore, and the Tobacco Control Bill is a necessity for present and future generation. The consortium has since urged the honorable members of parliament across all political parties to place the health and well-being of Zambians above all other interests by supporting the passage of this bill.
Tobacco use remains a leading cause of preventable illness and death in Zambia, claiming over 7,000 lives every year and placing a heavy burden on families, communities, and the national health architecture. The absence of comprehensive tobacco control legislation has left Zambia vulnerable to rising tobacco-related harm and persistent tobacco industry interference in public health policy. We also call on the general public, civil society, health professionals, faith-based organizations, and the media to take keen interest and support this process and hold decision makers accountable. We only have one Zambia to protect and defend. Therefore, posterity may judge us harshly if we ignore this life-changing process.
The National Freedom Front, NFF, has rejected the draft Copyright and Related Rights Bill 2025, saying it undermines the fundamental principles of copyright law and threatens the livelihoods of artists and creators. After reviewing the proposed legislation, the party argues that instead of modernizing Zambia's copyright framework, the bill weakens exclusive ownership rights and centralizes control over creative works in state-linked structures. The NFF warns that this approach places a vulnerable an already vulnerable creative economy at further risks. Commenting on the matter, Malinga Tembo, NFF chairperson for mobilization, notes that while the bill strengthens enforcement against piracy, it does not adequately address exploitative digital business practices where platforms benefit financially while artists receive diminishing funds.
The National Freedom Front has reviewed the draft copyright and related rights bill 2025 and cannot support it in its current form. Although presented as a modernization of Zambia's copyright framework, the bill undermines the core principles of copyright law, the exclusive ownership rights of artists and creators. Instead of strengthening protection, the bill weakens ownership, centralizes control, and threatens livelihoods in an already fragile creative economy.
Chief Mabumba of Mansa District has pledged full support for the Luapula Expo 2026, declaring that the people of Mabumba Chiefdom are firmly behind the investment forum aimed at unlocking the province's economic potential. The traditional leader said this when Luapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinamakangwa paid a courtesy call on him ahead of the Luapula Investment Forum and Exposition, scheduled to take place from the 20th to the 24th of April 2026 at Kaole Stadium in Mansa. Chief Mabumba has described the expo roadmap as timely and progressive, stating that the Mabumba Royal Establishment will actively participate by showcasing what the chiefdom can offer in terms of development and investment opportunities.
And I'll tell the Mabumba Royal Establishment and the practices also to come up with what we can offer the Mabumba Royal Establishment. We'll do that. We are working on that one, what we can offer in terms of development. And we'll share it with you, the provincial administration. This is what, in form of brochure. And in fact, to also create a table so that people can know. To say, oh, kwa Mabumba singa tangu wako ni, that is business networking. We'll do that one. And you can disagree. When a time now we have to do that one because we are marketing our product. People should know. To apply, of course, it was not well known, but to apply today is on the map. Everyone wants to come. We receive land requests. We have every day. People want.
Meanwhile, the Permanent Secretary says government resolved to revisit the expo after assessing the impact of the 2017 edition and recognizing the significant changes that have since taken place, particularly in infrastructure and energy availability.
We thought of revisiting the expo of 2017. We looked at the impact that it has and how much we benefited from it. What did it do? So we said, there were people, they did a lot. We appreciate what they did. But we, under different circumstances, then, from 2017 to this year, quite a lot has happened in our country. We have seen a lot of development taking place. There's been a lot of change in many sectors. So we thought, why not?
First National Bank FNB Zambia has launched an exclusive travel reward campaign in partnership with Emirates, offering customers up to $180 in flight discounts when they book and pay online using an FNB debit card. The campaign will run from the 1st of February 2026 to the 31st of August 2026 and applies to all Emirates destinations worldwide, provided travel originates from the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport. Speaking at the launch, Mrs. Mwamba Musambo, head of retail banking at FNB Zambia, says the campaign was intentionally designed around how customers live, travel, and make decisions today. She says customers can earn flight discounts across all cabin classes, including economy, premium economy, business, and first class, with rewards of up to $180 simply by booking online at emirates.com/ZM and paying with an FNB debit card. No registration.